Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio with not going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. You know, the most profound and intense thought process that has probably ever run through my mind is the I Am Presence. I remember rubbing my face, leaning back in my chair, and saying, oh man, this is huge. I had to dig deeper. Since we are created through the Holy Spirit, and our spirit is of God, then we are without a doubt, without question, God's children. You see, before Moses descended from Mount Sinai to tell the Israelites what he had witnessed, he had a question he needed answered by God. Moses knew the Israelites would ask him the name of the one who had sent him. So Moses asked, "What shall I say unto them?" God said, I am that I am. Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. God told us his name. It's I am. I just sat there in awe at the thought of this. If I am is God's name, and I use this phrase in a sentence, then what am I proclaiming? The significance of this phrase, I am, was greater than I could fathom, and the weight was heavier than I could hold, because it meant that there was a presence within me that was definitely of God. Therefore, the most defamatory posture we can take toward God and ourselves is using the phrase, I am, accompanied by a negative statement. This phrase, followed by anything less than reverence, is disrespectful to God. It's the same thing as using his name in vain. God is and represents our I am presence. You see, this is the difference between spiritual DNA and physical DNA. This I Am Presence lives within all of us, and we are without a doubt God's heir apparent. We're his heir. It is a fact of human existence. We are spiritually part of him just as we are physically part of our parents. God has a beautiful, perfect, and exquisite imagination, and he creates what he wants, when he wants, as he wants. He imagined us in a certain way, and we arrived in the image that he desired. Our I Am Presence is the image that he chose for us. We are made in God's image, his imagination. The I Am Presence is tossed around casually and haphazardly as if it has no value. We've all done it without thinking. Once I became conscious of this fact of spiritual life, I refused to even type an example of I Am followed by a negative declaration. An example of this is to make a statement that refers to our intelligence, weight, appearance, personality, or choices in life that would be less than divine perfection. There is nothing more profoundly false or inappropriate than using your I Am Presence with anything less than a loving and positive follow-up announcement. When we greet someone, we tell them who we are. So folks, when your spoken word starts with I Am, remember that you are referring to God and his divine presence within you. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Denada gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.